So let's get into this process of trying to develop severe mental anguish, pain, cognitive dissonance, whatever you want to call it. Let's figure out how to do that. Well, one of the first things we need to understand is the G3 rule. And the G3 rule simply states that when you show up at a prospect's office, or if you do telephone sales, or if you do inside sales, when you're talking to a prospect for the first time, you have to understand the G3 rule. And the G3 rule means that there's three types of prospects. One of the types of prospects you might see or talk to is one who's glad to see you. And it's pretty obvious. They walk in, hey, how you doing? Tony, I'm glad to see you come by. I've been excited about this. And they're of a positive nature, so they're glad to see you. Another type of prospect is a type of prospect who wants to get rid of you. They want you out. And they will conduct this interview in such a way that makes you uncomfortable and satisfies their needs. The third one is the got time. Generally speaking, when you show up to visit with these folks, regardless of what state they're in, they're of the mindset that everything is okay. You know, most of the time, the people that you're meeting with have made a decision to implement a program or buy a product that you're in there to ask about, and they're not going to typically, in the very beginning, admit to you that, oh yeah, I screwed up and what we're doing is horrible. Occasionally that'll happen, and when it happens, keep in mind what type of prospect you have. You have the, I'm glad to see a prospect, and the other ones that you got to be really worried about. When you start to ask them questions about what's going on, and if they start to give you some information relative to what you and I would consider, well, I think they have a problem, then you get them to start talking, and then you start to ask them questions, you'll get deeper and deeper into the problem, and they're going to try and protect themselves because the truth is typically painful for them. And the reason it's painful is it will cause them to admit that maybe they've made some mistakes. And they want to avoid that process as long as they can. Now, if you can effectively develop communication with your prospect, then it'll be easier for them to open up and reveal their pain. And it'll take a short amount of time.
As always, thank you and have a perfect day.